and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca will speak to us this month about active parenting. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, how can parents anticipate and even prevent reoccurring conflicts?
Yes, so we can look at conflicts in these very hard emotional moments between ourselves and our children as invitations to grow and change and to say, okay, look, I'm probably in a kind of repetition and let me see how I can adopt some new tools to make a shift. We can take a very curious approach, if you like, similar to if we're going to be learning a new kind of, I don't know, programming on a computer or a new language, and that we can open our minds up for learning. And that's where kind of reading books, talking to people is a way of absorbing new information and then integrating what feels right for each given family, you know, each given household. I'm quite inspired by Dr. Popkin's model of active parenting, in which case he looks at conflicts as problems and therefore an invitation to solve a problem. And the most helpful starting point is to say, who owns the problem? Where does the responsibility lie? Which helps us then to look towards finding the right solution.
So what would a parent-owned problem be?
Okay, so we can ask ourselves, when there's a problem, whose needs or desires or goals are being blocked? Is it the parents, the child's, or rather both? And in a situation in which the child's health, safety, or central family rules and values are being, you know, crossed, then that means the problem belongs to the parent. And another scenario would be if the problem is out of bounds for the child's age and maturity level, then the problem belongs to the parents.
Okay, so can you give me an example of a parent-owned problem?
Well, a very basic one would be, for example, you're out to dinner and your child is acting very rowdy. The problem is, in fact, yours in the sense that you have the desire to have a kind of lovely and easy meal and your children are not on board with that. So if you like, that means you can think about it as, okay, I am not happy with this, rather than immediately just attacking their behavior, but rather like their behavior is because this doesn't suit them, but it's, you know, I wanted to go to the restaurant. And then that it can help to kind of inform the way in which you're going to discipline or create consequences or have a discussion with your child about that behavior.
Okay, so what is the resistance? I can imagine this being a classic, though. Resistance towards homework or chores around the household.
Yes.
How do you deal with that one?
Yes. So if we take this approach of looking who owns the problem, when it comes to homework, for example, the problem is shared. Parents want their children to succeed, therefore they own the problem. But school is also the child's responsibility, so therefore it's also the child's problem. So that means that we have to kind of look at it like we need to support the child. What's blocking them from engaging in their own responsibility and interest in learning? But then also upholding discipline in that you as the parent are saying you also have this responsibility to go to school and to do your homework, which is part of it. So how can we kind of meet halfway, if you like. So there's a kind of compromise between inviting the child to be more responsible and that take ownership of the homework, but then also upholding the kind of rules and regulations around when is homework done and in what conditions, et cetera, et cetera.
Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.